What's up, everyone? You are tuned in to another episode of The Broke Come Up. This is Marquise. I'm back again with another fun episode. I have another guest. And so, of course, when I have my guest with me, I give a nice little drink. And so we are having a couple of things. We have some rum. And, of course, my favorite, we have tequila. So I'm going to let him introduce himself after he takes his sip of tequila. And go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Ronald. You can follow me on social platforms at Spiffy Cool Kid. So it's nice to meet you guys, and thank you for having me on your show.
All right. That was a good introduction. See, and he said he was nervous at first, but I guess, you know, he's one of those little fake Atlanta people. So when, when you know, the recording starts and all of a sudden the nerves shift away. So this should be a pretty interesting episode. Ronald actually came up with the concept, and I said, you know what, I'll go with it. He sent me a preview of some of the questions that we'll be going through today. So it's kind of in a game format, if you will, and I'll explain more about that later. But this should be really interesting. I try not to reveal a lot about me, but this is probably going to be a lot reveal a lot about me on this episode. So this should be really interesting. So first, before we get started, how was your week?
My week was great. I went back home to South Carolina, visit the family for the holidays.
Oh, that's right. He's also from South Carolina, too. Oh, so, yeah. Such a small world.
Utahville.
Okay, we didn't need to mention all where it was actually from. But okay.
Gotta put us on the map, you know, small town.
It still won't get there. But, all right. So, what else? You did anything interesting for the week?
Not really. Went to the movies. Went to Hawks basketball game.
Oh, they lost again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have season tickets, and I was not giving them my money anymore. Oh. Yeah, so no more basketball for me. When they start doing good, then they'll get my money. I actually had a pretty good week. I went home to South Carolina as well. Spent time with my dad, my sisters, my nieces, all of those. We had a really good time. But I was happy to leave and get back, because after you've been in a small town for so long, it just takes a lot out of you. So
yeah, you're ready to get back.
So. All right, so you ready to get started?
Let's do it.
All right, so this game that we are going to play today is called Cuff. If you've ever heard of it, now this is not sponsored by Cuff, but it's. If you want more information, you can go to letscuff.com. Now, they are not paying me, but if this is one of the sponsored people that do the podcast, I will do it an ad for you. But this is called Let's Cuff or Cuff, and these are just some random questions that we are going to, you know, ask. And so Ronald is really, like, just telling me everything to say. So he wants me to do an ad for this for this particular game. But I'm not doing an ad because they're not paying me to do an ad.
Right.
But we are going to play the Cuff game. And he sent me some questions or just a sample of what the questions look like. And so I'm nervous about what the about what these questions will say, and this should be very, very, very interesting. I know my other episode on relationships got a lot of views and a lot of feedback, so definitely give us your feedback. And the other reason I wanted to do this is because I feel that, you know, these questions are relatable and it really will spark a lot of conversation. So I'll do the honors of picking the first card. All right. So the first card.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what it's saying.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. So the first question says, are condoms necessary during threesomes? All right, so do you want to start?
Well, I mean, personally, I have never had a threesome. But if I did, I would think that, you know, condoms would be necessary. I think mostly, yeah, with everyone, I think condoms would be necessary.
Yes. Okay. I had to take a drink. I do co-sign. I definitely think condoms are necessary, or in any relationship, especially like in today's relationships, because, you know, you never know who's faithful, who's not. You know, you can be in a monogamous relationship and somebody's out there, like, you know, running the streets. So I think condoms are just necessary at all times. So definitely doing a threesome, because, you know, if a threesome happens, are you going to see the person again? You know, I mean, like,
that's a good point, because, like, you know, like, recently, like, you've seen that people are, like, bringing a third party into the...
Right. That, like, was my last episode about, well, that was polyamorous relationships, but I guess a lot of people do bring...
So you think, let's say that if you were married and your partner said, I want to bring a person to the bedroom, would a condom be necessary for just that person, or would it still be like unprotected with you and your partner?
That's a good question. Well, then, I mean, if I was brought into a married couple's, you know, relationship, why the hell?
Are you married? That's what I'm saying. You're married, and then you bring into you're bringing.
But then, what would be the point of a condom at that point? Because, I mean, that would seem awkward, you know?
I'm just asking.
You know, wouldn't that seem awkward?
Yeah, like, you know, like, me and my, we're married, we're having unprotected sex, but then the third person is like...
So, like, oh, okay, so I didn't think about it doing, like, if you're married, because if they had... I think condoms would still be necessary, yeah, because it's still someone that you don't necessarily know, so... You definitely want to still be safe. So definitely.
Safe sex.
Definitely wrap it up. I'll let you choose
the
first
one.
I'll
do the second
one. All right, we got through that.
Oh, I guess we're just... Can you be in love with two people at once?
Oh, God. So, this was actually kind of covered in the last episode. I definitely think you can be in love with two people at the same time, because... I personally think it's very selfish to say I am only going to love one person forever, because you can't say that, because you're human. And I definitely feel like you can love someone for 10 years and then someone else may come along and you may love them just as much as you love the other person. But you shouldn't have to say, no, I'm not allowed to love you because... you know, I'm in love with someone else. Yeah. So that's just kind of my view on it. But I definitely think you can at one time. Hmm. A lot of people don't view that as being morally correct. But, you know, to hell with that.
It's interesting. I think you can, too. I think you can be in love with two people. I think it's just not something that's normalized for people.
Have you ever been in love with two people at the same time?
I think I have been in love with two people at the same time, but I don't think that it's something that could work out. Like, as far as, like, relationships.
No.
So it's kind of like, you have to kind of, because it's kind of like, okay, I'm torn because I can be in love with two people, but I can't be in a relationship with those two people.
And see, you know, and that's another thing. And I guess you can also be torn with that, because even though I say, you know, you can love two people, but I also don't see a problem with being in a relationship with two people.
Because people have different people bring different needs.
Exactly, so exactly.
Like, you know, you can be in love with one person, but that one person may still not have some things that
and it doesn't have to be sexually either. You know,
Yeah.
Some people can bring a lot of mental stimulation to a relationship, and you know, I'm pretty sure someone will say, well, then, why are you with that person that are mentally stimulating you? But it could be other reasons why, you know, you love that person. The sex may be extremely well. Yeah. but hey, you know, it kind of just depends. I like that. That was actually good. So these are pretty cool questions right now. I'm hoping we don't come to something that's going to be bad. Oh, this is a good one. Should you brush your teeth before you have sex? Hell yes. Yes. Oh my God. Have you ever not brushed your teeth before you had sex?
I
have. I'm trying to think.
I mean, unless you kind of like...
Like, I guess if it's in the morning.
Yeah, if it's something that...
Even then, like, I'm like, I'll probably run to the bathroom and, like, throw a little bit of mouthwash or something, you know?
But if it's not playing you in a moment, then I can understand that. But if you have time to do it, then I would say, yeah. Because you may not have all the time to go up, just take a minute and brush your teeth before. Like,
That's true. I'm going to save the story I have for another time. Because I had an instance that was very close to that. And I felt very uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable. Because, I mean, you know, you just don't feel fresh.
But, I mean, you should do a breath check and stuff. And
yeah, make sure because...
if you know it's not, then you probably, you know, should.
That's different than, like, let's say you might not put on deodorant. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. You know, but, like... you have to. You have to. Like, I mean, that can really throw off a whole mood.
Yeah,
it can throw a whole mood off if that has ever happened.
Well, you have some experience, but we're going to save that.
Yeah, we're moving on. I might have family listening.
All right, it says... Should women tone their sexy down once they are in a relationship?
What do you think?
I don't think they should tone it down. I think what happens is, my opinion, that you kind of, sometimes you get comfortable when you're with somebody for a long time. So they've seen you like in your, your come up stage and your...
your glow up.
Yeah, your glow up. They see you in your glow up phase, so now they gotta see you without the bonnet on, with the bonnet on and stuff. So I guess like once women see that, you know, look, I don't got my wig on today, I don't got my makeup on, and you still accept me for who I am, then they kind of just get comfortable. But I feel like, you know, you should, depending on the woman's...
Well, I guess I looked at that differently a little bit. Like, I'm thinking of, like, you know, if you were the person, and Atlanta is the perfect example, because if you look at the average female, and I say average because the average female in Atlanta has hair down to like the crack of her butt, eyelashes super long, a whole face full of makeup, and you know, like they're literally about to be in front of someone's camera and they're just going to LA Fitness to work out. Mm-hmm. And so that seems to be the normal. And when they get in a relationship, I guess I was looking at it like, should you tone that down? Like, should you not, you know? But I personally don't think you should. If that's how you've been. Now, if you were overtly sexual or a little loose in your, that might not have been the right word. You know, like if you were really sexy, but like you use your sexuality to flirt. And you know, a lot of women will do that. A lot of people do that. But, you know, you'll use your sexuality. If you were like that, then I think you should tone that down. Because if you... Well, I guess that's kind of contradictory to what I said. Well, not really.
I mean, I'm all over the place. Look at, you know, that's what I'm saying. It can be different ways, and I guess. Because look at somebody like, you know, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, shit.
So, you know... Even Kanye gets mad sometimes when she posts stuff in the bikini and stuff and say, you know, she doesn't.
That's a totally different
topic. But you know, that's what I'm saying.
Because that's
so,
just an. Well, I guess
that is on the woman's like, you know, how they carry themselves.
So okay, well, let's use Kim Kardashian.
I think that's kind of extreme.
No, the reason I don't think it's extreme now is because a lot of people model their behavior and even their dressing styles after her and their family. A lot of people, you know, they make themselves up, and not just African American women. If you look at just a lot of, you know, Caucasian women, any women, they do a lot of makeup. What's the lady that was on Love and Hip Hop? Nikki Baby, Miss Nikki Baby. She reminds me of a Kardashian. And so, but I'm pretty sure she wasn't like that, you know, before, but they popularized a certain look.
Yeah.
And so, but Kim Kardashian is a whole married woman with what, like 2 kids?
No, she got like 4.
Wait, she got 4 kids?
Three.
Too many goddamn kids to be looking the way she does. But, you know, that's just my opinion on her.
But she had a cigarette and stuff, so that's what I was like. Oh. That's extreme because, you know, she ain't even, you know, that's why I said it's extreme.
I guess. I don't know. I don't feel that they... I feel like they should if they are really sexual. But you know what? If you were just kind of, you know...
And if the male is comfortable with them and that being sexy, then I guess they can do what they want to do.
But then even if, I guess, if he wasn't, the argument can be, well, you met me like this. Mm-hmm. Why in the hell should I change now? Because then as soon as you, like, you know, dial it back a little bit, then the man is going out and doing something else. Right. So now you're like, well, he, because you weren't doing what you were once doing. Yeah. So I can see that. That was good. I like that one. Oh, what's worse? Lust with no love or love with no lust? Ooh, you might need to take a drink. So, I think to answer that first, you have to understand the difference between lust and love. Mm-hmm. You said earlier you were in love with two different people. Mm-hmm. Was it love or was it lust?
Oh, it wasn't lust. No, it definitely wasn't lust. It was love.
So if I had to answer, I would say, I would say love with no lust is worst. Because if you love someone and it's just like nothing there, like, oh my God, this is just like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, and hence the reason why I'm super single now. I guess, I don't know, like, I would, like, that would just be like, that would be a deal breaker for me. Like, I'm not loving you if there's no lust. Like, the sex is whack. No.
I think the other one is worse. Lust with no love.
So you go into relationship with an intention.
Kinda, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it depends. So I guess, you know, but if I'm thinking long term, then lust with no love is gonna be like, okay, well, yeah.
I'm happy this is a podcast and not a video, because if you were to see my face right now, man. Man, listen.
So look, no, but seriously though, so like if you think long term, you know, you're just gonna be like, it's kinda like lust with no love is kinda like just being like a hoe or something. Just
wait,
like,
a minute.
Not judging anybody. Look. Count your bodies.
And even if you do have a lot of bodies, I don't feel that like, hell, Amber Rose has literally changed the whole game on calling people sluts. Mm-hmm. She does a whole slut walk.
Right.
And because you can't count bodies, because that goes back to my original point. If I'm just saying, like, how can you tell me who I can be with and cannot be with? Right. Or that, you know, if I'm attracted to you, then I can be with you. If I'm attracted to you, I can be with you. So I don't see
why. Do you think you can be in a relationship just based off of lust?
It's not a relationship.
No, I'm saying, can you if you were?
But
anyone?
I don't feel that's a relationship.
If it was based off of lust.
I don't feel that's a relationship. And so now my next statement is about to sound it's about to sound real hoish. Because I read something, and I used to always say I used to be in situationships. And someone said situationships are for hoes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no hoe. But I don't feel like if you're in lust, yes, you can. I mean, because you can be in a relationship with someone, because I can have sex with you or lust with you and not love you. Mm-hmm. But we can go out to eat. We can go to movies. We can chill. Like, we doing all the shit that you would do in an actual relationship, but I don't love you.
Okay.
So I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, I'm not in the relationship for love. Not trying to get married. Like, this is fun. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I think it's okay. And I think, you know, that is frowned upon in Western society. I shouldn't say Western society, but a lot of cultures, it's frowned upon when you tend to not follow the norm on what is expected when it comes to relationships and marriage and values and things like that. Like, I don't see it as being like a bad thing that you don't want to love someone.
It's not bad, but I guess, I don't know. Let me just pour me a drink.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, but I definitely do not feel that you are considered a hoe if you have, what is it? lust with no love.
Well, no, I don't think that makes a person.
I don't think that makes you a hoe, because you don't have to have a high body count. You could just not love somebody.
Yeah.
But you just like sleeping with the person.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. So, hey, that was good. Okay, so we did what? 5 questions? That was pretty good. So, okay, let's keep going. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Is butt play considered nasty? But the question was, y'all, is butt play considered nasty?
I think so. No, I mean, but like, well, I think it depends on the person. It depends on the person and their comfort level and what.
If your booty clean, then
not... not even. No. Okay. So away from even that.
If it's
like,
clean, that's my answer. If it's clean, then no.
Okay. But I mean, I don't feel it's nasty if that person is comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
If that person is comfortable with it, then no, it's not nasty. But if someone, like, there are certain people that will, like, never have you go anywhere near
mm-hmm.
their, what is it, what they say, butt. I was going to say ass. But, like, their butt.
Right, some people see and it as so, an exit only.
Right, and so I guess, because what is considered butt play? Mm-hmm. Like, I guess, like, eating the butt?
I don't know,
like,
I guess all the foreplay of...
Okay, so anal beads, I guess, because that's butt play, right?
Yeah.
Like, would that be like, or a finger?
Yeah.
What else?
I never actually analyzed all the different.
I guess I'm sitting here trying to figure out. Let me Google what Google Siri. What is? I don't know. But
I was thinking any kind of foreplay around the booty hole was butt play. But.
Yeah, but I don't feel it's nasty, but it definitely is up to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know my best friend. She would probably say hell fucking no. Like those would be her exact words. Yeah. I'm gonna send this to her, Tasha. she'll probably say that, and she's married, so she would probably say, because I know she would say her husband would definitely not like that at all. But then again, it definitely depends on the couple,
yeah,
what that person is comfortable with and what they want to do, because then it, I guess, you know, it could also, somebody might say it might be considered nasty if you stick a finger in it. Mm-hmm. But it might not be nasty if you eat it. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, someone, because, no, seriously, like,
I'm serious. That's
like
what I'm
some guys, like, you know, they feel it's okay
mm-hmm.
to have your ass eaten.
Mm-hmm.
To have your butt eaten. they feel it's okay to have your butt eaten. But then don't stick a finger in it,
mm-hmm.
because then now that changes the role.
Yeah.
You know, so then that could be, so I think,
it's very subjective though, so.
Yeah, that could be subjective. God, these are some old,
yeah.
This would be, Lord, you couldn't do this with a whole bunch of people because the conversation, look.
But no, the disclaimer is for the game that you have to, the only rule is that you have to have an open mind.
And okay. So that's kind of what this whole show is about, having an open mind.
So you don't agree, you know, just have an open mind, don't judge people by the views, just.
So this next question, although we are two men, this next question is for women. And it says, why don't more women express their interest in a man? I definitely can answer this.
Okay.
No, I'm not trans or anything like that. But I can answer this because I've grown up around women my entire life. In fact, actually, a lot of my friends are females. So I have a lot of female friends. And a lot of older female friends. I always joke around and say I'm an old 70-year-old white lady. Just because of...
Blanche.
So I'm a hoe. You just keep throwing that one out there. Goodness gracious. Anyway, so... but I definitely think the reason that women don't express their interest in men is because a lot of women still have very old school values. Where... You know, back in the day, it was the man's job to court the woman. It was the man's job to provide for the woman. It was the man's job to take the woman out. And Instagram, if you scroll through Instagram now, you'll see a lot of women that'll say something like, I can't believe he wanted me to pay for my own date and all these things like that. And so they're not going to express too much interest in someone that doesn't see, that doesn't initially express interest in them, because they want the chase, if that makes sense. I feel that a lot of women want the chase, and they want to feel like someone is choosing them and courting them and really pursuing them, so that's why they're not like actually going to actually find a man. So, but now there are some women who I do feel, and Atlanta again is one of those places where I feel like women are very aggressive. So that could be biased towards Atlanta, but in more places, I definitely feel like they don't express themselves as far as interest because they want the man to do all the work for them. So that's kind of my feeling towards that. And I mean,
but I guess it can be like how a lot of people talk about how just women are naturally how their mind works and their emotional state, not emotional state, but like, you know how they say like the women are more emotional beings than men. So, and they always say, because I always hear people talking about, you know, they'll know like, oh, you'll know when a man will want you. You know, you hear a lot of women hear that, you know, you'll know when a man wants you.
And that's so not true. Like that. That's not even true.
That's that traditional way that you were saying. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, I think a lot of women though are, you know, natural lovers and like, you know, just that intimacy and security and stuff like that. So it kind of, I guess it kind of just them finding the value in that person. So I guess to avoid them from being hurt so many times and going through that trial period of finding that person.
And that's just stupid to me. That is so
kinda like, well, yeah. The man is kind of like, oh, he's the immature one that doesn't know
and then the woman judges the man like if you don't talk to them and you don't say anything to them and you so don't approach them.
I guess women have it all together emotionally and can say and when they know, and then the men are just like uncontrollable temptation everywhere and we don't know how to just, you know, so and I guess that's could be another reason. I don't know, because I'm not a woman, but
and I feel that's a lie as well, because I feel like men and women cheat equally. Mm-hmm. I don't like when people say men cheat, because everybody cheats.
All right,
that was a long question. Like a dissertation.
Right. Are professional men turned off by professional women because of their independence?
No, I don't think so. Oh, well, you know, let me not answer that though. I don't think again, that's a subjective question, because I think it definitely depends on a professional man who has, if he has a very large ego, then yes. I have a friend. I'm not going to name him. But he is, you know, I'm going to air quote this and say he's professional. And I definitely feel like he would be turned off or intimidated. Well, he wouldn't be turned off by a professional woman, but he would never approach a professional woman. Because professional women do tend to carry themselves a little bit more different than a woman who is not professional. Just because, I guess, you know, they work with, you know, certain guys that act a certain way. So they tend to act that way as well. Mm-hmm. So, he would be turned off because of their independence, because he tends to lean toward, that's why I say it's subjective, because if a guy tends to lean towards a certain type of female who is very dependent on a man who, I'm trying my best not to be bad, because I don't want to lose friends over this, but, if you are, you know, I might need to take another drink. But I definitely feel like as long as you are comfortable in yourself and your professionalism, it doesn't matter if the woman is independent or not. Like, but I have seen a couple of my single female friends who have issues keeping like a professional guy. And I mean, I don't think it's because of their independence, but sometimes it does seem like it's because of like things that they do. And I'll explain that later, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. I think, I don't know if they're turned off or not, but I think it's just more of like a, I think the only reason why you would get turned off by a professional woman is because if you can't provide for them. I think that men can, I think professional men can still reach professional women in their like feelings and connecting with them on that part of the emotion. Like, you don't have to be, you don't have to pursue a woman just because.
But then I don't think they're turned off. That means the female will be turned off.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So if the woman is independent, then she doesn't need anybody to provide. Because most of the women that are independent are not looking for somebody to provide. They're just looking for a connection with somebody that they can live with and be with, because they don't want them to provide. So that kind of turns off men, because men feel like sometimes, this is just an opinion, that they want to provide for the woman. Mm-hmm. So you can provide by their, you know, emotional needs. And that is something that, I guess the world has not addressed, as far as, you know, if your woman got the 6-figure job and you got your 6-figure job, okay, it's not about who's making more money than what. It's about how you, you know, making this person happy without all of this. Mm-hmm. So I guess when you put all those bills and pride and ego and stuff all into the picture, it's kind of like, well, I can't do that for this woman because she got her own house, own car, la da 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 da. But it's like, this woman is still looking for some kind of love or attention or some kind of connection with a human being, no matter how much money she's making. So I guess if they can turn off that aspect, then they wouldn't get turned off. But
wow.
Well, okay. I guess you don't get turned off for that. But
that was a perfect segue into like the story that I had about my friend who's very professional. She has multiple degrees. She's been on a trajectory of greatness, and you know, she just can't find a man. Like, she just can't. And you know, but that kind of, you kind of hit the nail on the head when you said why. You know, you can do everything that you want to do on your own, and she can. She got her own house.
Right.
She got her own car. Mm-hmm. You know, she can provide and do everything that mm-hmm. she want to do, but then it's, you know, I guess it's that might be the thing that's missing, so.
I mean, because it's just like celebrities, you know, it's like, okay, if I have all this money, mm-hmm. why do I need you with all, I'm pretty sure Beyonce and Jay-Z at this point is not like, oh my God, I need somebody to pay my bills. No, I need somebody to build a family with, you know, more value stuff that, you know, you just got to have a different mindset and vision for your partner when you have all that success behind you.
So I guess that then that would be turned back on the guy, because then he needs to kind of say, because I think the female ultimately wants that.
Yeah, every female wants.
Yeah, every female ultimately wants someone to provide, someone to take care of them, someone to have a family with. But it always, but I think the ego, the male ego, because we all have
the female
ego.
Female ego too.
Yeah, I was saying, we all have ego.
It could be the male, long as the male is at least doing something towards mm-hmm. a goal or making money or doing something that, you know, is bringing in some kind of income, then the woman would be appreciative and happy, unless, you know, they're just very uptight and then you just want
single forever.
Yeah, you know,
single
so
forever.
I guess it's both sides. It's, but
That was good. See, we are doing good with no women here.
Oh gosh, what was that question?
Okay, so well, this doesn't apply to me.
Oh god.
But it will apply to you.
Me?
Since you're so relationship oriented.
Wait, what? Okay.
Why does what are we scare people? Why does what are we scare people?
Okay. Well, you pulled it, so I have to answer.
Yeah.
Why does what are we?
I'm just gonna drink my tequila here.
I think what are we scared people? Because at that moment, you are defining what it is. Like, you know, some people are just out here wasting time. You know, just dating people. Just look. This is an opinion. Some people are, you know, just dating or, you know, just entertaining people. So, you know, some people like to, you know, value their time. So, you know, when you say, what are we? Like, you know, what are we doing? Like, you know, is this just a sex thing? You know, and some people like, you know, don't. I don't know what I know personally. Like, you know, if you do ask somebody, what are we? And you want it to be just a sex thing, that conversation is not likely to happen because, you know, more than likely, somebody, one of the other person would want something deeper. So I guess that's what scares people because you have to define it. And some people just don't like to define things and just have fun in the moment.
That's partially true. But I also feel that you're not wasting time because a lot of times when people are entering something where they just want to have fun, 9 times out of 10, the average person that feels like that will let you know that up front. So at that point, it's up to the other person to figure out, is this something that I want to do, you know, want to continue? Mm-hmm. So then you have that what are we conversation, and then the other person's like, what? Like, you knew what this was.
But I mean, because it could be a lot of different factors, though. Like, somebody, you can be talking to somebody, and then they'd be like, oh, I want you to meet my mother or my parents. And then
Okay. You
really not, you feel like you guys are not going anywhere, but it's like, hold on, like, you know, what are we, like, what are we doing? Because you introducing me to your parents, but so? Then on the other end of it, we only just meeting up and fucking. So what is this, like,
because I'm comfortable with you?
But I mean, but no, I'm not saying my example, but I'm just saying, like, how people,
but I'm that, but that's what different, but that would things. Be a good, like, you know, response for it. So, like, okay,
so people throw out different things and you'll just be like, hold on, this is kind of like a ladder, you know, moment in the relationship. But if nothing's defined, then, you know, you just kind of want to pop that question.
It wouldn't scare me at all if someone says, what are we? And I say that now, you know, because I'm a lot older. I'm 34 now. When I was 25, 26, maybe the what are we would have scared me. But, you know, when you live and you learn, you kind of like, I don't give a damn. Like, you know, it doesn't scare you anymore. So the what are we would not scare me at all. Because I enter into things already saying what I'm here for. You know, so you know, like, I'm here for a certain thing. And it's not necessarily just for sex.
Right.
You know, companionship. Chilling. Game night. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, it just depends on what you're looking for. So that doesn't scare me. But I think for a lot of people, it may scare them because communication.
Right.
And I had a friend. And she, again, another female. She was horrible at communication. And her ex-boyfriend they would communicate through text. And that, to me, is the worst form of communication ever. Like, I don't think you can be in any type of relationship, sexual, loving, or whatever, and it's only through text message. Because things are going to get messed up.
Yeah. Text message, you know, yeah, interpretation. So
exactly. If you accidentally type OMW, meaning on my way, and then it auto-corrects to on my way with an exclamation point. Now, all of a sudden, why are you yelling at me? What did that mean? Right. Like, I didn't rush you over here. Mm-hmm. I wasn't rushing. It's little things like that.
The calm boys can be thinking of negative. Or,
yeah. Mm-hmm. What's going on with you? I'm just chilling. Oh, so why you said it like that? You know, but if you were able to hear that person. So she would never, you know, talk, like, verbally with him. And so she had all these visions in her mind, like, they're going to get married, they're going to get a place together, everything's just going to happen for her. And I'm, you know, I do not, you know, throw darts at anybody's dreams to bust them. I don't do that. You know, so hey, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But in my head, I did used to ask her, hey, have you talked to him? Have you said these things to him? And she would never say those things to him. And so then it came back to pretty much bite her in the ass because like something happened. And, like, they literally, like, just stopped speaking. But, like, they were dating for 3 years. Like, how do you date for 3 years and you don't have any communication whatsoever after that? Because lust, what are we?
Lust with no love.
I don't even think it was lust, to tell you the truth. I don't think it was lust. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, that's just my whole thing. So, I mean, it's definitely communication. Because if you don't properly communicate with someone when you get into a relationship... Oh, yeah. Or any type of situation that you're with, then yes, that's going to scare you because you came in it with false, under false pretenses. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You know, you shouldn't have to do that. Yeah. So.
You did that one?
No.
That was you.
Oh, that was me. Yeah. That was me. So it's you. Oh. Next
question. Oh, this is more your alley right here. No, I'm joking. Would you rather have a long-term relationship or several flings?
That's really the question.
Yes.
Well, okay, I'll answer that. I would neither. I mean, I know that's not a choice, but I would rather have neither. Well, no, you know what? Oh, God, it's gonna sound like super. If I had to choose either or, yep,
choose one.
I would choose a long-term relationship. Mm. So that's gonna sound super contradictory.
Right.
The reason because I feel that God is that's gonna
you
be hard. No,
you.
But that, say, I mean, because I wouldn't want like I'm not a hoe. Like I'm super dry. Like nothing happens. Nothing happens.
We're not judging.
But I wouldn't do several flings just because it's not. That's not fun for me. Not fun for me. So I wouldn't do several flings. But if I did have a long term relationship, that's fine. I wouldn't be opposed to a long term relationship, but. God, I just stuttered really hard. Goodness gracious. I'm very selfish when it comes to, like, I'm not selfish when it comes to, like, giving to people and giving advice and giving my time, but I'm very selfish when it comes to my personal space. Mm. Hence, that's why I have a whole house. Like, I've told people my dream house. My dream house, I want 6 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms with an elevator and a whole full basement. And I want to live there by myself.
Wow.
Because I'm fine with the long-term relationship, but when I'm tired of you, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know,
you say, yeah, you
like, that's
you
just me. Like, yeah, don't be
say,
around me.
Yeah,
so
we all need our personal space.
That's kind of me. So I would choose a long-term relationship, but honestly, neither really. But if I had to choose, I would say long-term. There, not okay. A hoe. I'm not gonna be a
you can't. You're not a hoe for having several flings. You can't, no.
Not at all. I don't feel you're a hoe for having several flings because right. A fling, if you're having fun, mm-hmm. I feel. God, it just sounded really bad too coming out. Like when I thought about
fun.
It at the end of it. But no, if you're having fun, you are an adult. You made an adult decision. You made a responsible. Well, what you felt. Was a responsible decision. We all make decisions that we feel are responsible in the moment, and then we look back, you know, a little bit later and say, "Hey, might
so what
not
about
have done that.
So what about what's that girl name? She's got a habit."
Oh, I totally agree with what she said. Oh my God!
She had several flings. So
she didn't have several flings. Those were not flings. Those were not flings.
What?
Those were not flings.
Those
because
were
flings. A fling. No, no. See, that's the thing. And see, people get those things confused.
So what
a
do you
fling,
define as a fling?
A fling is when I'm like hooking up with you and I don't deal with you again. That's a fling. It was just boom, we done. She was literally kicking it with the bike messenger, the rich
so
guy,
what would you call those?
And the. Though she was in a relationship with them, it was just different things that they had to offer.
So you would call it a relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She was not in several flings. And I told her.
I would say flings.
Why do you consider that a fling? And we not going to get off this question with you. Because I want to ask you this. Why do you consider that a fling?
I think there can be value in the flings. Like if I said I have several flings, that means that I'm not jumping from different, I'm not looking for different people all the time. Like, let's say I was single and I had my several flings, and that means that I'm just like that girl.
You're looking for booty calls.
No, you said flings. See, that means that I have my set people that are offering what I need, and I'm not committed to one person.
Okay, well, yeah.
So that's not like she has several flings, but I think you, I don't know, I think you think the word fling is kind of like more under the
yeah, because I don't consider that a fling, because a fling is just like we did it and we done.
That's like a one night stand or something like that. Or
no, because okay, a fling, Dirty Dancing. I'm about to take it back. That was a fling.
Well, let's
Baby
look
and
word.
Patrick Swayze. Baby and Patrick Swayze. That was a fling. You know, they hooked up for that summer. Think about when you went to a summer camp or something. Mm-hmm. You had your people that you were with for a fling. Like it was just that specific time, and then you're done. It doesn't necessarily mean a one night stand. It just means, you know, we're here for a specific time and we're done. What does Google say about a fling?
Okay, so here it is. A fling is a casual relationship between two people which involves a sexual or nearly sexual relationship without the necessary expectations of commitment normally present in a formal romantic relationship. See?
Okay. Exactly. That's Google. We don't have to like believe everything
but Google
says.
Just
Google lies.
And that was in 2013.
So. Oh, that's too late. Things have changed, man. It's almost 2019. So we not gonna even do that.
See?
On to you. Would you rather have a long-term relationship or several flings?
Well, I would rather have a long-term relationship.
Why?
Because it just has more value, more, you know.
Why do you feel it has more value?
Because with the several flings, who knows what the other flings are doing or what transitioning part they're at in life with.
What does it matter?
It matters because I possibly will not have a long-term relationship with them if they're at a different state. Because
so what's the purpose of a long-term relationship? What is your end game?
Like, you know, marriage, family, oneness, things like that. I feel like if I have a several fling, then I'm kind of not that into you, and I'm just kind of like, I'm into you, but I'm not that into you.
Okay.
So maybe in that period of, you know, us not talking, somebody else will come in the picture, and then, you know, just a whole different mess. So it's kind of like not, the path is more easier with a long-term relationship because two people have the same vision. With my several fling, it's like, I may be interested in you, but you may see me as a fling, so you're not, you know.
That goes back to the last question about communication then.
Right. Because, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. See, so it can be different. The communication will be present. You know? Everything will be present in my long-term relationship, I think.
Okay. Oh, I like that. So that was a really good answer. And I can actually, you know, agree with that. I wouldn't do it. But I mean,
if I was single, then I would prefer several flings.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say.
But I wouldn't have, like, a lot, like, the girl, like, old girl. I would probably just have, like, two.
She didn't have a lot. She only had three.
She had, like.
She had like, three regulars. She had the male guy or the messenger.
No, she had three girls and a guy.
Oh, she did have a girl.
No, she had three guys and a girl.
Three guys and a girl. So she only had four
people.
That's
a lot. But I mean, it's
not
a lot. That's
not a lot.
It's not a lot. But I mean, I would just need about two, you know.
Oh, no, that's not that.
Maybe three.
No,
that's. If one is not present.
Okay. Next question.
That was me.
That
was me? That was you?
Oh, that was me because I had to start. Okay. Where are we in the episode? Oh, good. So this might take us out right here. This might take us out.
Oh, gosh.
How long? How long does good sex really last?
Oh, my gosh. What?
I just poured a new drink.
Oh, okay.
And it's your turn to answer. as he takes a sip. It is. I asked that question.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
I just asked the question. So,
how long does good sex really last? Okay. I feel like... Okay, I feel like good sex really lasts, and well, it's very subjective too, because I don't know. I feel like good sex lasts, like, I feel like it definitely lasts after rounds. I will say that.
Okay,
after rounds. I don't know how your body works, but you have to have more than one round. So I feel like that's some really good sex. If you went rounds, or if you just had it built up and you didn't have none in a long time, and then you just with it with that person and y'all just had one good round, it could be that too. But
how long would that last?
I mean, it depends on the person and how y'all bodies connect, because it could be a lot of different positions happening. It could be a lot of...
How long?
I wouldn't put a time on it, because I never actually put a timer on when I started having sex and when we ended. But I know that it was multiple... He's going to drink. But I do know that it's multiple rounds. So that's what I'm saying. I can't tell you, hey, we started at 10 o'clock and we didn't end until 2 o'clock. I can't say that, because who's looking at the time? But I can't.
When you done.
But I will say multiple rounds are present. God. Multiple positions are done. And I really can't put a time on it, but I just say,
because truthfully, you can do a few rounds in like 30 minutes. Around, let's be truthful, a boxing round only lasts 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they put in work.
But I think that's different from sex, though. Like,
they put in work. Because here's the thing. You have to also think, this is a really good, like, tie-in, because this goes into a lot of stuff that we talked about, because the good sex doesn't have to just be intercourse. It could be foreplay, it could be all that stuff
right. That
goes into it. Right. So, round one could have been 3 minutes worth of just foreplay.
I don't consider that a round, though.
I feel that it could be, because that really builds up anticipation. It builds up hype.
Mm-hmm.
It puts you in the mood. And, I mean, that kind of sets the tone for where things are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you have, like, intercourse, boom, that starts it. I mean, a nigga gets tired, you know? You get tired. You know, after a while, and you got to take a break, you might go back. So then you might have, that's why I kept saying how long, because, you know, if you look at a heavyweight fight, that's 3 minutes, 15 rounds. What is that? I don't know my math right now, because I done had half a bottle of tequila, but is that like 45 minutes? That's 45 minutes.
But I mean, I think
with a little rest break in between to wipe the sweat. You know, like, I mean, I think that's kind of what that would be, you know? Like,
but I think it's a different objective with boxing, though. Like,
No. But what you are trying to do is finish the damn job.
Man.
You are trying to, that's why I said boxing, because when you do boxing, you are you go in with an objective. Your objective is to kill.
But it says good sex and has an quotation marks.
Right. And when you going in for good sex, your objective is to kill.
But not every boxing match is good. So we have to consider what is a good bout when
you. I said a good boxing match. I didn't say
just. What's a good boxing match?
What was the last one? What was the last good boxing match that just happened? Everybody else that's listening knows this just happened like a month ago. This just happened a month ago. And then even that, a good boxing match, you give a good old 1-2 punch, man, It might have lasted one round, but that was really good.
So it depends on the stamina of the person.
Okay, that wasn't really what I was gonna go. that I guess it could depend on the stamina of the person and the actual person of it.
So could good sex to you be defined in one round if it was really good?
No. No. But yeah, definitely rounds.
So 30. Well, I can say that I've had really good sex in 30 minutes.
Okay, that was good.
In 30 minutes, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now we could have gone on further, but the 30 minutes was like really amazing. So it was just we just stopped it at that.
And see, that's another thing too, because when you add other elements, like let's say you add a little weed in the situation, a little alcohol, that kind of prolongs a couple of different things too.
Mm.
So
I would prefer weed over the alcohol.
It doesn't matter for me. I would say how long it really lasts. It definitely depends on the person. It definitely depends on the stamina of the person.
Mm-hmm.
If you're definitely into the... Because I think it can also... And... I would say... A few hours would be okay.
Mm-hmm. A few hours would be okay. Yeah.
A few hours would be really good. And it doesn't have to be like bam, 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 sex.
It has to be. What are you talking about?
No.
It needs to be like.
I don't feel that. That's not to me because. Okay, first of all, no, because there's oral sex. That happens, mm-hmm. and that doesn't involve a bang, 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 bang.
Mm-hmm.
There's foreplay, that doesn't involve...
But if it's not being done right, then you're going to need to switch.
I mean, right, but that's when you kind of do different things. But, I mean, there's different things that you can do that doesn't involve you just banging it out or caressing mm-hmm. things. Like, that doesn't have to happen.
Right.
So, I definitely feel like... good sex could last as long as you and the other person are in tune with each other.
Mm, okay.
That would be good. Yeah, okay. If you all are in tune with each other, then yes, it can go. yeah, and we're going to leave that there. We're going to leave that there because it can definitely go for a while. Let's see. Hold on. We have time for one more. Okay, we have time for one more. One more.
I did that one?
I did that one.
Okay.
I did that one. We have time for one more. What's that one? Oh, God.
Wow, what a way to end.
Okay, well, ask the question, please.
All right, the question is, does penis size really matter?
And it's on me.
That's the answer first.
I say yes, and then I say no. Yes, because I mean I don't feel that anything is worth like super small. Like nothing is good with that. Like nothing is like. Good if it's like really small.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I read someplace, like the average size is like 6 or 7 inches or something like that. I can't remember. But I don't know. Like I feel like it does matter, but it also depends on the person because not necessarily saying you need to have a $5 foot long. You don't have to have a $5 foot long to get the job done. But I also don't think you can have a 6-inch either. and like do what you need to do, if that makes sense. Like, you know, like I don't feel like that would like I don't feel like you'll feel anything.
But don't we, so I feel like we talk about the penis size a lot, but doesn't the hole matter too? Like the
it does
the togetherness,
but
of
not
the
even
hole,
yeah, like it does. It does. But the loose, thing is, you know, if like, you have a tight hole or a loose hole, it that does affect it. But like if you have something that's just really small, tightness or looseness wouldn't even matter, because if you were tight, you wouldn't still feel it.
You, but if you have something big and then it's still loose,
then you still wouldn't feel it.